Okay, so imagine this. You buy a cool art book, right? And you carefully cut out your favorite picture,
Okay.
you frame it, and you decide, hey, I'm going to sell this at a craft fair.
Hmm.
Totally legal, right? I mean, after all, you bought the book.
Right.
Well, that's what one company thought, but it landed them in court facing copyright infringement charges.
Oh, wow.
We're going to deep dive into Mirage Editions versus Albuquerque ART,
Okay.
and we'll see where the line is between creative reuse and copyright violations.
Yeah, this case is fascinating. It really clarifies the boundaries of what's called the first sale doctrine
Right.
and what constitutes a derivative work. And we're going to unpack all that.
Definitely. You might be surprised how something simple, like gluing a picture to a tile,
Right.
can have huge legal implications.
Absolutely.
To set the scene, Albuquerque ART, we'll call it ART for short,
Sure.
was in the business of buying these art books featuring Patrick Nagel.
Oh, yeah.
And they would take out individual pages and mount them on ceramic tiles
Okay.
and sell them.
Interesting.
Their process involved a few steps. They'd remove the page from the book,
Okay.
glue the image onto black plastic, attach the plastic to a tile, and then cover it with a transparent film.
Wow, so they
A
were,
protection.
yeah, really transforming it.
So on the surface, it seems pretty straightforward. They
Right.
bought the book,
Yeah.
they own the page, so what's wrong with making it a tile?
Well, Mirage Editions, along with Nagel's widow, Jennifer Dumas,
Okay.
and the publisher, Alfred Vandermark Editions, decided to take them to court
Okay.
because they saw it as a violation of their copyright.
Makes sense. This wasn't an open and shut case. I mean, this went all the way
It
to the
is.
Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
It did.
The district court initially sided with Mirage on the copyright claim,
Okay.
but dismissed additional claims like trademark infringement and unfair competition.
Interesting.
So the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals had to decide, did ART's process create a derivative work
Right.
under the Copyright Act?
Yes, because that's the distinction of who has the right to make money and create these.
Okay, so let's break down this derivative work thing. For
Yeah.
those of us who are not legal scholars,
Sure.
what does that even mean?
So, in plain English, a derivative work is a new creation that's based on an existing copyrighted work,
Right.
but transforms or recasts it in some way.
Okay.
So, think about a movie adaptation of a book.
Yeah.
A translation of a novel into another language,
Okay.
or even a musical arrangement based on an existing song.
Gotcha.
Those are all derivative works.
Okay, so it's taking the essence of the original, but presenting it in a new way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm starting to see where this is going. But the art tiles,
Yeah.
they weren't copying the images themselves. They were
Right.
just changing how they were displayed.
Exactly. And that's where this case gets really interesting.
Okay.
The court focused on this idea of recasting. They argued that by mounting the art on tiles, ART transformed the medium, the presentation, and the purpose of the work.
Okay.
The artwork was meant to be viewed in a book.
Right.
The tiles, however, were marketed as decorative items for homes.
Right.
So this shift, according to the court, was enough to qualify as a derivative work, even though the image itself wasn't altered.
Wow, that's a pretty subtle distinction.
It is.
I see why this case caused such a stir.
Yeah.
It's not like they were creating forgeries or like painting over the original artwork. They were just
Right.
presenting it differently.
And that's what makes this case so significant. It set a precedent that even seemingly minor alterations, like changing the format and the context of a piece, can potentially infringe on the copyright holder's exclusive right to create derivative works.
Hold on, I have to ask this. Didn't ART buy those art books fair and square?
Right.
Doesn't owning a copy give you the right to do whatever you want with it?
That's a great point.
I can buy a book and rip out pages if I want to.
You're getting at a really important point, and this is where the first sale doctrine comes into play.
Okay.
This is often misunderstood, but it basically says that once you buy a copy of the copyrighted work, you have the right to resell that specific copy.
Okay.
However, it does not give you the right to create new works based on the original.
Okay, so I can resell the book, but I can't like photocopy it and sell those copies.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But this ART case, it seems like a gray area.
Yeah, it is.
Where's that line exactly?
It's a great question, and it's something that a lot of people struggle with.
Okay.
The Mirage case doesn't give us an exact rule book, but it gives us a framework for thinking about these situations.
So how should someone approach creative reuse in a way that respects copyright law? What questions should they ask themselves before they, let's say, cut up a magazine
Right.
or turn a digital artwork into something new?
Right. So the first thing to consider is whether or not your intended use goes beyond the scope of the first sale doctrine.
Okay.
Are you simply reselling the exact copy you purchased, or are you transforming it in a way that creates a new distinct work?
So framing a print I bought would probably be okay.
Right. But scanning it, changing the colors, and then printing it on like a shower curtain, that might be a problem.
Exactly. You're getting it. The degree of transformation is key.
Okay.
If you're making significant changes that alter the original work's fundamental character, then you might be in a legally gray area.
What about using a magazine image for personal use versus selling it?
Okay.
Say I make coasters for my friends.
Uh-huh.
With cool photos from like National Geographic.
Okay.
Is that any different legally from selling those coasters at a market?
That's another crucial distinction. The Mirage case really focused on commercial use.
Right.
ART was profiting from those art tiles, and that was a big part of the issue.
Okay.
For personal use, there might be more leeway under fair use, which allows limited use of copyrighted material without permission for things like commentary, criticism, or parody.
Uh-huh.
But even fair use has its limits, so selling those coasters
right.
would likely be a problem because now you're profiting from someone else's copyrighted work.
So the big takeaway here is that if you're even thinking about repurposing copyrighted material, even a little bit,
yeah.
proceed with caution.
Absolutely. When in doubt, it's always wise to seek legal advice.
Right.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Definitely. Especially when it comes to intellectual property.
Absolutely.
This whole case really challenges that I bought it, so I own it mentality.
It does.
Just because you buy a physical copy doesn't mean you can turn it into something new and sell it.
Exactly. The ruling in Mirage really emphasizes that copyright is about protecting the rights associated with a work and not just the physical object itself.
Hmm.
And one of those crucial rights is the exclusive right to create and control derivative works.
I'm curious about the ripple effect of this decision.
Hmm.
Did this case lead to any changes in the art world?
Yeah.
Did it change how artists and publishers think about protecting their work?
You know, it made a lot of people more aware,
okay.
especially artists working with physical mediums.
Uh-huh.
I think it made them more cautious about how their work could be repurposed or exploited.
So artists started being more careful about who to do what with their work after this whole tile debacle.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Some artists started adding more specific language to their contracts
okay.
to outline the derivative rights.
So like adding a clause that says, hey, you can buy the sculpture,
right?
But don't you dare make and sell mini keychains of it.
Exactly. Or like stating limits on how a photo can be used, like saying it's for personal use only,
uh-huh.
no commercial reproduction. The Mirage case made artists think more about protecting their creative control.
Right, even after they've sold the piece.
Exactly.
I bet galleries and publishers were paying attention too.
Oh, absolutely. Galleries started being more cautious about the terms of sale for the artwork they represent.
Okay.
And publishers, especially those dealing with art books and high-quality prints,
right.
they became much more careful about licensing agreements and the potential for infringement through derivative works.
It sounds like this case really opened up a Pandora's box of legal questions about copyright.
It did.
Especially in a world where it's so easy to reproduce and remix art.
It really did, and it forced everyone to look at the first sale doctrine with fresh eyes.
Yeah.
It showed that while the first sale doctrine is important for letting people resell things,
right.
it's not a free pass to do whatever you want with copyrighted material,
mm.
especially when it comes to creating something new and profiting from it.
This case is wild. It started with something as simple as art tiles.
I know, right?
And it challenged some fundamental assumptions about art and ownership.
Absolutely.
Like, what does it even mean to own a piece of art?
Exactly. It's a perfect example of how copyright law is always evolving.
Right.
As technology changes the lines between original and derivative creations.
Uh-huh.
What was clear-cut 20 years ago might be a legal gray area today.
So for our listeners out there, artists, collectors, or just anyone who loves art.
Yeah.
What's the big takeaway here?
Be informed and be respectful.
Okay.
Whether you're the artist or the buyer,
uh-huh.
understanding copyright can help you enjoy creative works responsibly and avoid legal headaches.
Right.
If you're ever unsure about whether you're crossing the line into derivative territory,
okay.
get legal advice. Better safe than sorry.
Solid advice. Well, there you have it, folks.
Yeah.
We did a deep dive into Mirage versus ART.
I did.
Explored derivative works and learned that the first sale doctrine isn't so straightforward.
It's not.
Hopefully you have a better understanding of copyright and how it applies to the art world.
Me too.
And remember, folks, knowledge is power. So stay curious and keep exploring.